Hello, this is Carter Kundev serving with my family in Latvia. Thank you all for your support and have a Merry Christmas.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas on KFUO. It is time for a Christmas hymn story. And what better way to learn about Christmas hymns than with our sacred music educator to Asia for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, Deaconess Sandra Ryan. Welcome back. Thanks for helping us learn about hymns. What hymn would you like to help us learn about today, Deaconess?
Let's talk about 358 in LSB, From Heaven Above to Earth I Come.
This is a favorite of many, and tell us about the history of this hymn.
Yes, absolutely. So From Heaven Above is well known, it's popular, and it's loved in the Lutheran Church. It's by Martin Luther. The other Luther hymn we have in the Christmas section is We Praise You, Jesus, at Your Birth. Luther wrote this one possibly for his family's Christmas Eve devotions. And I like to go along with that possibility because it paints such a beautiful picture. The text is an interpretation of Luke 2, 8-18, which is part of the Christmas story. The first five stanzas echo the Annunciation addressed to the shepherds. They're the voice of the angel, fear not. And indeed, there is no fear in this hymn, but only the joy that results from the good news. One can almost picture the Luther family gathered around eight-day-old Margareta's cradle, as maybe eight-year-old Hans or one of their student boarders dressed as an angel invites the family to listen again to the story of the infant Lord. The first stanza is an invitation to follow the shepherds to the manger and celebrate the newborn baby. From heaven above to earth I come to bear good news to every home, glad tidings of great joy I bring, whereof I now will say and sing. Then the next several stanzas, 2-5, are a paraphrase of the words of the angel from Luke 2, and Luther emphasizes the great joy that comes from knowing that Jesus came to set you free from all your sins. To you is born this night a child of Mary, chosen mother mild. This little child of lowly birth shall be the joy of all the earth. This is the Christ, our God most high, who hears your sad and bitter cry. He will himself your Savior be, from all your sins to set you free. He will on you the gifts bestow, prepared by God for all below, that in his kingdom bright and fair you may with us his glory share. These are the signs that you shall mark, the swaddling clothes and manger dark. There you will find the young child laid, by whom the heavens and earth were made. Then in stanza 6, the pronouns become plural, as the rest of the family and all of us join with the shepherds, expecting to experience the joy that will come from discovering that the angel's message is true. How glad we'll be to find it so! Then, with the shepherds, let us go to see what God for us has done in sending us his own dear son. The singular pronouns then return in the next several stanzas as the individual children give their own responses to the truth of the angel's words. In stanza 7, they invite others to see the Christ child. Then they begin to talk directly to the little child, welcoming him to the sinful world that he might share his joy with me. After those stanzas, we get to warm and tender stanza 13 as the children marvel that one who deserved riches and luxury would choose such a lowly birth. Ah, dearest Jesus, holy child, prepare a bed soft, undefiled, a quiet chamber set apart for you to dwell within my heart. Then the theme of joy returns in stanza 14, when the children can no longer keep silent, but must break forth in praise with the angels. My heart for very joy must leap. My lips no more can silence keep. I too must sing with joyful tongue that sweetest ancient cradle song. And then finally, the last stanza is a short doxology that mentions the new year and a new peaceful time. Glory to God in highest heaven, who unto us his Son hath given. while angels sing with pious mirth a glad new year to all the earth.
This one probably wins the award for the most stanzas in a Christmas hymn, right?
Probably, but they are short stanzas.
Yeah. And all they tell a great, you know, they tell the story well.
Yes, also. That's right. Do I have a minute to talk about the tune?
Yes, yes.
Yay. Okay. So the tune also is very well known and very popular. It's been used in lots of organ compositions. Bach used the melody 3 times in his Christmas oratorio, and he also used it as a setting in his Orgelbüchlein. It was used by Hassler, Praetorius, Scheidt, Pachelbel. Carl Maria von Weber's first composition was a setting of it for organ, and Felix Mendelssohn wrote a chorale cantata based on it.
So this is a well-known tune.
Then. A well-known tune, that's right.
From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, 358 in Lutheran Service Book. Deaconess Sandorain, thank you so much for being our guest and helping us learn more about From Heaven Above to Earth I Come.
You're welcome.
You're listening to the 12 Days of Christmas. I'm Andy Bates.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Naineno alifanika mwili akaka kwetu. On Christmas Day, Americans hear those words in English. Tanzanians hear them in Swahili. And all together rejoice in the great salvation God has accomplished for us through His incarnate Son, Jesus Christ. The Clausing family serves with LCMS International Mission in Tanzania, and we send our greetings to everyone back in the United States. Merry Christmas!
Why do we give Christmas presents? It's because of love. We love because God first loved us, and we give gifts because God has given us the greatest gift of all, forgiveness, life, and salvation in His Son, Jesus. KFUO proclaims this gift each and every day. Please make a special Christmas gift to KFUO this year and help us share His good news. Make your gift today at kfuo.org/Christmas. That's kfuo.org/Christmas.